Blog Talk Radio.
Sports fan and draft fans, this is DW for another edition of Inside the War Room. I hope everyone's doing great tonight. I've got another wonderful show in store for you, the draft fan. Thank you for your listenership through the last few weeks. We've got a whole bunch of special guests coming up in a few weeks. Tomorrow we have Zach Hodges of Harvard on here with Mickey, founder of NFL Draft War Room. Should be a great interview. But tonight's main focus, we have star offensive guard, and he wants to be a center in the NFL, is Charleston Southern, Clayton Truitt. He will be joining us tonight. A really aggressive guy. He's had 45 starts at Charleston Southern, showing his durability. He's played in 47 games. He was an FCS All-Star, a Big South first-team All-Player. He's well-rounded. He works hard in the classroom. He's about 6'3", 300 pounds, a great size for an offensive lineman. And a lot of scouts have been giving him high praise, but they do want him to move inside and snap the football. He has no problem with that, and I'm sure he's training. So we will have Clayton on tonight. I'm really looking forward to this. This is our first offensive lineman we've had this year, so this should be interesting. We get an offensive lineman's take on his preparation toward his dreams in the NFL. A little more about him. He played some big opponents this year. He played some SEC powerhouses, such as Georgia. Georgia's always got a tough defensive line. They put a few pros in the last few years. Also Vanderbilt, they have some really talented people. And, you know, the former national champs, Florida State, he's played against them. So he's been against some high-level competition, and I think scouts are going to look at that. You know, level of competition is a very big thing when you're heading toward the next level. You know, sometimes the D3 and D2 guys don't get enough credit, but, you know, Clayton's been against some very notable talent over the years. So he has a whole bunch of versatility. What pops on film is how aggressive he is, and the versatility is just a blue chip added to a well-rounded resume. His Twitter account is at TrueTrueTrain77 if you want to follow him. He's tweeting about, you know, inspirational stuff, his journey toward the NFL. And if you want to check out NFL Draft War Room's interview section, go to the main page. There's an interview tab. Check out all the different interviews we've done. We just started Inside the War Room last week, so we don't have everyone archived in interview form. So, you know, check it out. There's a lot of good interviews. I would love to bring our special guest on. Clayton, are you there?
Yes.
Clayton, how are you tonight?
I'm doing good. How are you doing?
I'm doing wonderful. I just had a long day at work, and you know, I've been preparing our show tonight. Thank you so much for coming on.
Oh, yeah, no worries. I appreciate the opportunity.
Not a problem at all. Let's start with some easy questions. I told our listeners about your aggressiveness and what pops on film, what the scouts have seen in you, what position, you know, I think that they're trying to get you to play the next level. I also talked about your size and, you know, some of your accolades and achievements. And also I talked about, you know, Charleston Southern hasn't had the easiest schedule in the last few years. You've played some very big schools, notably Georgia and the former national champions, Florida State. So you've played some very tough teams over the years, and I was trying to tell our listeners that Well, let's start with something easy. I see that you're from an Atlanta area. I'm sure you probably were pretty highly recruited somewhat. Tell us about your high school journey to college, the recruiting process, who was looking at you, who were you talking to?
Actually, coming out of high school, I really didn't get recruited that much. I had a lot of teams that, you know, were interested in me coming out of high school, but nobody really pulled the trigger. And so Charleston Southern ended up being my only D1 offer. And I came here and, you know, started playing right away. So that was pretty cool to do, you know, straight out of high school.
Tell me about the transition going from high school talent to jumping straight into the college grind. Was there a big transitional point? Did you have a few years to really understand the game, or did you plug and play kind of right away and you made a pretty big impact to the offensive line?
No, it's definitely kind of a baptism by fire type deal. You know, I remember sitting with my parents in the spring, like after the spring game, just, you know, hoping I would make the travel squad and all that. And they called me in the summer to make sure, you know, everything is ready to come down. And I was talking to the guy that recruited me. I was like, you know, yeah, you know, I'm just trying to make the travel squad. And he's like, dude, we got you penciled in to start this year. Came down, and, yeah, the game is just so much different in college than it is in high school. You know, everybody's big, everybody's fast. So I really, you know, helps you get better at the same time.
Bouncing on that subject, how do you think you're going to prepare yourself mentally for the bigger, faster, stronger motto that I often use with the NFL players? You know, college player is fast, it's aggressive, but the NFL is at a whole different level of aggressiveness. How have you prepared yourself for that?
You know, I really, you know, just really have confidence in my abilities and myself. And, you know, as much as I'm training right now, I think that if I get a shot, I'll be very prepared to take advantage of it.
And it shows, you gave me your accolades beforehand. One that stood out to me was your durability. There's a very sense of probably pride to your game that you can stay healthy. You know, it's a blessing that you stay healthy all the time. Do you give a lot of credit to your coaching staff to prepare you for, you know, in the weight room and, you know, making sure that you're on top of everything? Is that something you really pride yourself on, you know, making 45 starts at the college level?
I would definitely have to give a huge shout-out to Chad Scott, our strength coach. Easily, you know, one of the best dudes on campus. And his lifts are just, you know, they're the real deal, and they really do get your body prepared for a grind during the season. You know, our trainers are great and all that kind of stuff, so they make it a lot easier to get those 45 starts. Without them, you know, I don't think I would have made that many starts. But, I do really take a lot of pride in, you know, trying to be a tough guy and playing through injuries and that kind of stuff. I don't know, I thought this is kind of what O-linemen are supposed to do, you know.
Let me ask you about a few of your teammates, one particular that you make running lanes for. Tell me about your interaction with Christian Reyes, the running back.
Reyes.
Oh, Reyes.
No, it's fine. Christian Reyes is easily the hardest working dude on our team, or was this past year. The guy's an animal, and, you know, me and him are, you know, pretty cool. I always used to joke with him and tell him if something went wrong on the other side, just to cut it back behind me, and I'd be ready to block for him.
And I'm going to ask you about your other teammate that actually I mentor really close. You know, I mentor both of those guys. If you need a mentor going towards the NFL, I would be more than happy to help you out. But tell me about a guy that you're probably blocking against or trying to stop is Gabe Middlebrook. Tell me about Gabe.
Oh, man, Gabe is a super hard worker, another one of the guys that, like, in the summertime, he's always here, you know, he's always busting it. You know, you never have to ask Gabe to give any more effort. Really funny dude. Me and him are pretty good buddies. And, you know, he's got a lot of stats, I'll say that, against other teams. You know, I get the best of him a lot, but he won't ever say that.
I'll mention it to him, and if he listens to the podcast, he'll probably text me and say, man. But do you have any interaction with former Buccaneers players that are now in the NFL? Somebody has maybe Charles James that played there a few seasons ago. I'm not sure if he may have landed on NFL roster, but I know he was very talented. A corner that, you know, was running about a 4.42. I had him about a seventh round grade on my board. Do you interact with any guy in the next level? And have they given you any advice in this ongoing process to train for the league?
No, yeah, definitely. It's always good when Charles stops by the school and we get to talk to him, you know. You know, I talked to him a couple of times, and I mean, I think it was after Gardner Webb, whatever, I saw him. He came down for the game. I saw him, like, yo, what's up, man? I think he had just gotten picked up by the Texans, I think. Congrats on the little Houston thing. That's pretty sweet. And he's like, no, you know, he told me that I'd have a shot, so. I'm going to make him keep his promise.
And, you know, so many of guys like yourself are so humble, and, you know, they want to work so hard. You know, the D1 guys are great that, you know, I interact with, but, you know, something about a FCS guys that, you know, are at lower end schools that sometimes get overlooked, they always are ready to grind, ready to give it 100%, and I think that's outstanding. And Charles James was signed to a future contract deal for the next season, so he'll probably be in the training camp coming up, which will be outstanding. Hopefully you can join him. I actually think that the Texans would be a good place for you. But let's move on with another question I was going to bring to the table. I usually ask guys this: who do you compare your game after? And then I'm going to give my comparison of who I think I remind you, or that you remind me of. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I feel you. I don't know. I really like how, like, Marquise Pouncey plays. I guess that's kind of the same. Like, he and I would share that same aggressive attitude and just physicality. Plus, he's like a pretty big center, so I don't know. I just like the way he plays center.
And the Pouncey brothers alone, especially Marquise, is known for his nastiness. Mike Pouncey is a little more technical with his game, so, you know, I can see why you can compare yourself to that. And I think that's a really good, strong, bold comparison. I see your I like your comparison where I've watched your film and everything like that. I really like your game, like a former undrafted guy that a lot of people looked over way back when. And, you know, he plays center. I know there's been a desire for scouts for you to move to center, but you remind me a lot of former Tar Heel great Jeff Saturday. Just because you're technically sound, you are overlooked, and you two are about the same size. So you remind me a lot of Jeff Saturday.
Yeah, I got to be honest, man. I always really liked Jeff Saturday growing up. It's pretty funny that you said that. Like, when him and Peyton read the Colts, pretty funny.
I mean, the All-Pro Colt, and he played a season with the Packers, and now he's – I'm not sure exactly what he's doing, but, you know, that's who I see you like. You know, you play so much like Jeff Saturday. Tell me about your experience at the FCS Bowl. I know you're a participant. I interacted with those guys a little bit on Twitter. I was trying to get a few guys into that game. So tell me about your experience at the FCS Bowl.
I thought it was really awesome to I don't really know about other positions, but at O-line especially, we had a lot of talent, I guess. The Remington winner was there, Cornelius Edson. He obviously pretty cool to play with guys from all over the world like that. So it was a pretty good time.
And, you know, I think it's outstanding, and there's a lot of different talent there. No, I think they did a great job putting the bowl game together. And I think it's great to give opportunities to all different types of players, not, you know, just the best available, but everyone that, you know, has a legitimate chance. And I think it's good that you can expose yourself to CFL, NFL scouts. Did you have any interaction with NFL scouts that week?
No, not really, but, you know, I got, I think, like, two or three, like, business cards to call later. And I saw a lot of faces I'd seen before, like, at practice and games and stuff, so. But I didn't personally, like, one-on-one talk to anybody.
I mean, just keep grinding away. Something very good's going to come out of it, and don't get discouraged about that. Tell me what you bring to an NFL team. Something, what makes you unique from every other guy that's trying to see their dream come true compared to, you know, every other offensive lineman in the country? What makes you special? What makes Clayton Truitt different from everyone else?
I'd really say just my versatility and physicality. Those would probably be the two things I would preach. You know, versatility, I can play left guard, right guard, center. So I think that's, you know, a pretty valuable thing to have. And the NFL is being able to do a lot of different things, you know, obviously makes you more valuable. But in the physicality, you know, I'm never going to quit on a play. You never have to coach my effort or anything like that. Like, I'm just going to go and give 110% every play and just sell out to the opportunity.
Here's my one of my last questions of the night. You know, we've already flown by almost 20 minutes. I would talk all night, but I've only got 30 minutes a night to talk with prospects. And again, thank you for coming on tonight. Let's move into one of my last questions. I like to do this with all the different prospects. I know everyone has their own spin. I, you know, I've noticed it from different guys from college to pro with Bo. I don't know if you've done an interview with him. If you haven't, I'll try to connect you to. He's a really great guy. I don't know if you've interacted with NFL Draft Draft Diamonds, another great site.
Oh, I have.
But this is what I do. I think someone, they ask you, I can't remember, but I do a three wishes. I'm your genie. And you have three wishes to wish for anything you want. The only thing you can't wish for is to instantly make it to the NFL on a roster of any type, any CFL team. Basically, you can't wish yourself into instant success. But you can wish for anything else. Someone wished for three more wishes last night, and I was shocked. But I said, hey, it's fair game. So,
hey, I was about to say, can I get more wishes? First one. I don't know, dude. That caught me off guard. That's pretty. Three wishes. I don't know. I probably wish one would be for just, I don't know, enough like funds to take care of my family, you know, to set everybody up, you know, not really like win the lottery or anything. My second wish would be, I don't know. My second wish would be, I don't know. I've always wanted one of those like super sweet old school muscle cars. Probably wish for one of those.
There you go. I've always wanted one of those.
Oh man, those things are pretty sweet. And then I'd say my third wish would be to probably stay, like, injury-free if I did get a career. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, you take away the potential for, like, any injury during a career.
Three wishes, you know. I think those are all great. Taking care of your family, you know, family should come first in any sense in life. Getting a sweet car. I just got a new car recently, so I know exactly how you feel. I got a new Honda Accord. I love it. And, you know, injury-free life, you know, that's awesome because, you know, everyone gets chipped up, even if, you know, you're not a player, but even if you're just a general person, no one wants to get hurt. So I think that's great. And the last thing I usually ask everyone on the show is, who's your favorite team? And there's a reason I'm asking.
Well, I definitely play for anybody that signed me, but growing up, when I was, you know, you grow up in Atlanta, I really liked the Falcons, like, while I was growing up.
Falcons, this makes it easy because actually I look up to this guy quite a bit. All right, you have been brought in by the Atlanta Falcons for a private workout. They see something in you. They want to see more. You just finished your workout for, you know, five scouts, and Thomas, Mr. Thomas, the wonderful general manager, Thomas Dimitrioff, who I really like. You know, I like his demeanor. I like how he looks at the team. But he's sitting across from you. He's got one scout on the left and one scout on the right. He's brought you inside, and you've talked for a little while and this and that. Now he's looking you straight in the eye, and he says, why is Clayton Truitt the perfect guy for my team? You have 3 minutes to give me a detailed explanation of why I should give you a chance on the Atlanta Falcons.
The first thing I would say is availability and durability. Those are two of the most important things in the NFL. You know, they can't pay you if you're sitting on the sideline. At that point, you know, you're tossing them money. But I would say I would definitely be a guy that buys into any program. Like I said before, I'd sell out for whoever I played for, no matter what. You know, I wouldn't be a guy to, like, hold something back or anything like that just because I have a lot to prove at the next level. So I would definitely be a guy that shows up hungry and not afraid to work and just ready to get after it.
Sports fans, draft fans, that is Clayton Truitt, Charleston Southern Buccaneer. Thank you so much for coming on tonight. I hope you had a blast. I certainly had a blast getting to learn a little bit more about you, and I wish you the very best in your dream forward. You know, I hope we can keep in contact, and if Mickey or I can do anything for you, try to give you any type of exposure we can, I will try to plug your name into any higher-end guy I know. I know just a few of them. It doesn't mean I'm going to get you a job, but I do know a few people at the next level. But I will do anything I can to help you out. But I wish you the very best.
No, I definitely appreciate that and appreciate the opportunity to come on the show.
Thank you so much, Clayton, and good luck with everything.
I appreciate it.
That was Clayton Truitt of Charleston Southern, Buccaneer, offensive guard, offensive center, great young man, has a great mindset and a head above his shoulders. What really shines about Clayton is his way to, you know, evaluate things on the field. He's durable. He's versatile. Scouts love that versatility. I think he will be making an impressive lineman going forward. I think he's going to land somewhere and really impress someone for his physicality, which I really crave. When I watch guys on tape, I think it's outstanding what he brings to the table. 47 games played, 45 starts. I mean, durability, that's huge. I mean, the NFL's a new animal, and, you know, the less time that you're out of the field, you have more chance to prove yourself. If you want to follow him on Twitter, TrueTrueTrain77, that is his Twitter Twitter handle. Check me out, DRW Scout. I'm constantly updating on Twitter with different stuff. Check out at NFL Draft W Room. That's not War Room, but W Room. Mickey updates it constantly, probably, you know, 5 or 6 times an hour. And also check out the website, NFLDraftWarRoom.com/interviews. Check out all the interviews we've already done for the season. Tomorrow we have a very special guest, Zach Hodges of Harvard, star defensive end, linebacker. He will be on. The Harvard standout was at the Senior Bowl. He really played well. Mickey and I were very impressed with what we saw at the All-Star game. Had a great week. And Mickey will be interviewing him here tomorrow early on around 4 or 5 o'clock. I can't exactly remember the time that Mickey will have him on. But it will be an early show. He will be posting it. So check out Zach Hodges tomorrow evening. And don't forget to check out Clayton Truitt. Check out his profile and interview on NFL Draft Forum. We will keep you connected with all the latest NFL draft news. We will be doing a new mock draft here shortly, small school mock draft. And I will also be working on every team's NFL 7-round mock draft for every NFL team. So that should be a lot of fun for me. So with that being said, Look forward to hearing from you on Monday. Don't forget to check out Mickey's first interview with the one, the only, Zach Hodges. He'll be on here tomorrow night. Hope everyone's a great night. DW signing off. Take care, everyone.